See what I can find.
You're live.
Ready? Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in beautiful, sunny South Florida. It's Friday. The ladies' man sitting right there. He's going to make an appearance. And the master is offset right behind us here. We're using a whole new technology. We're bringing in the YouTube channel to do this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we know him. We love him. He's one of the top three in the industry today. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
So it would be super nice if things in today's technology went as easy as they are planned. You do things on a phone, they come up different than they do on a tablet. From the tablet, totally different than a desktop.
Yeah.
It is absolutely absurd that everything is so difficult. Instead of just having apps that just work together, for Christ's sakes, everything's synchronized. Your email pops up over here. It pops up on my computer in freaking San Francisco, California.
How about
somehow.
That? Yeah, it does.
But
everything
it doesn't
kind
work.
Of syncs together.
I'm holding two devices next to each other. It doesn't freaking work.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream. Gonna give a big shout out, Bub, the Orange County Choppers. They want us to mention, Bub, that this Tuesday, four bike episode. They moved the time from 10 to 8, didn't they, Bub?
Yeah, it's a lot better, though.
Yeah. Do you like it that way?
Yeah,
better?
Yeah, a lot better. It's, you know, for me, I go to bed earlier. Some people do. Some people go to bed later. But that 8 p.m. time slot for me works great.
Yeah, I was just talking to Senior, and he said that, to please let everybody know, 8 o'clock Tuesday nights now, it's going to be the Tradewinds bike, Bub. Tradewinds, we know, is the big hotel and casino over on the west side of Florida, Tampa Bay
right.
area, right?
Yep, that's right.
And they did a Tradewinds bike. You were there for that build as well, Bub.
Yep.
So I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Bub, want to say good morning to all the guys over there at Mullinax Ford. This car is a Mullinax Ford car, and it went on to win SEMA in 2017, Bub.
Yeah, man, that's wait till you guys see the end here. I'll actually pan that shot out so you guys can see that SEMA 17 Mustang EcoBoost winner. That thing is sitting offset and it is an absolute animal. I'm telling you right now, still to this day, going on 2 full years later, that thing is just as good looking as
it's
it
a gorgeous
is
car.
When we did that build.
It's a gorgeous car, Bub. You can see that on our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down, click subscribe on our YouTube channel. You can see the videos of that. Bub, we are standing right now in front of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Extreme Dimensions Carbon Creations 2019 Hellion Twin Turbo Mustang. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing it for the first time live like this in its completed mocked up condition.
Yeah, so what you are looking at, of course, is right here, right off the showroom floor. 2018 Mustang GT is how this thing started, straight from Ford in the ruby red metallic. We have already gone through and done a ton of mock-up with a lot of aftermarket components, all sent in to us from the guys out at Extreme Dimensions in California, which is also Duraflex components, which we'll talk about, and the Carbon Creations components. And this thing is literally getting outfitted with every piece that that company provides for these S550 Mustangs from 18 onward. As you know, that was a different front end design. It was much wider in the front end, totally different look. And this is one of those one-off front bumpers, literally the first one that was produced is sitting right
it's
here.
Sitting right here.
And now
yes.
we're gonna take this thing from rendering to design to mock-up to installation through bodywork, through paint, and then out on that showroom floor in SEMA Las Vegas this November.
November, Bub. We have two or three vehicles going. I think DuPont's getting us out there. They're getting the cars out there, Bub. This design, a lot of people don't know, and some people do know, was designed after the Great White Shark, Bub, and we talked about that a couple episodes ago. You physically started with the eye and brought it forward from there. You have fins molded into the hood and into other areas on the car, the carbon side diffusers as well. They're called side diffusers. Is that right, Bub?
Yeah.
Carbon side diffusers. There are fins as well. We'll show you guys that later. This is an all-carbon fiber hood, Bub. You have reverse masked this and painted it to body match the majority of the hood, and the rest you left as the carbon.
Yeah, so this thing's going to be rocking a lot of carbon fiber components. One of them is, of course, the hood. This is the Super Snake style hood. And this one, just as you mentioned, has already come in from Carbon Creations. We have already gotten this thing through every phase of its process, from unshipping to or unwrapping to getting this thing prepped down and mocked up for the front end and the gapping and the alignments of the car so it's beautiful everywhere it lines up. plus getting it through that paint and body stage in that ruby red metallic and clear coat. But in this one, instead of us just leaving it full carbon out of the box like it was, as beautiful as it was, we did decide to actually two-tone this thing to make it match the whole entire front end and theme design of the build. Once the front end is painted now into the bumper, also into the side body flares from the grid wide body kit, that's going to add 3 inches to either side of this car, 6 inches overall, which is going to be nasty sitting down on those American Racing wheels and tires that are coming in. Going to be a pure animal, and as you guys will see once I pan that screen offset, you'll see the 17 version of this kit, and it is sick.
And Bub, this is a little bit different. Your design on this one is a little bit different than what you put together for the 17 SEMA car in many, many ways. For example, I know this grill is going to go black, you're going to body match this. However, this area here, the eye area, was very important to you on this particular build. Why?
So we've got a lot of, a lot of our cars and designs at BEM have personality to them, and none of them are identical. We build everything one-off. It doesn't matter how much people try to pay us to build two of the exact same. It won't happen. We always do one different style on each ride. This one is going to be very much of an aggressive looking face and front end on it. Plus, you have other items that aren't even on this thing yet. All of the lower components and the air duct here with the LED lighting going in on the sides, plus a full carbon front splitter on the bottom. We have a lot of pieces still not mocked up and on here. Everything is literally just hand fitted into place now. So we're doing a lot of that back and forth of how do we two-tone this thing? What do we want to leave in the ruby red metallic? What do we want to leave in carbon fiber? What do we want to do in satin black? So there are a lot of pieces that you have to go through and figure out from a designer standpoint to make this thing look super nasty and aggressive when it is done, to take all those trophies and awards out of SEMA in November.
And Bub, one of the things is you designed the front end, you wanted it to be very open, different than what everybody else had, but why is this so open in the front end here? What was the design thought behind that?
So it's just the aggressiveness of it. You know, it's there was a time, 10, 15 years ago where a lot of aftermarket body panel companies were actually doing very big open style grills because a lot of cars back then were coming with some sort of forced induction. So they had massive intercoolers on them. Now, this one also, twin turbocharged, does have a massive intercooler behind this front bumper right here from Duraflex. That we have actually dumbed it down a little bit to make it a little bit more on the sleeper slash hidden aggressive side, where we actually left the center core of it in the raw aluminum, but did the upper and lower tanks on it in a semi-gloss high temp black. So it's actually coated and hides away real nice. So kind of for that average guy out there, you're not going to know this thing's laying down over 1,000 horsepower to the tire.
Exactly. That's the problem, man. People won't know what they're looking at there. And Bub, you also wanted to work with the passive, what did they call that thing?
Mercedes, so that's on the Safe and Smart system, which is essentially like your electronic cruise control braking system on these cars, which is mounted behind the driver's side portion of the front bumper. And that was an optional package that Ford did for these cars. It had a lot of aftermarket companies trying to build upper and lower grills for them, but they weren't working and they weren't compliant with that sort of package because it was actually blocking that radar sensor in the front, causing a lot of other problems with the ABS systems. And a lot of guys have run through this problem with these S550s. So now we have actually gone through and mastered that idea and plan, and now everything is fully functional.
Two things. It goes, you're kind of handing it back to former design times, and you're bringing forth the capabilities of today's technology so it doesn't interfere with their functionality.
That's right.
Is kind of how you're doing it.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit, Bub, about the wheel and tire combination that you've got planned for this thing.
So yeah, this is going to be riding on a set of 20 staggers. It's going to be 2011 fronts, 2014 rears. We actually stretched that even further on the SEMA 17 Mustang. We did 2012s and 2015s, but we did actually have a lot of tire stretch on that. This design, I want to go with more of a squared off style design, since we do will have this car sitting more of an aggressive muscle car stance versus that slam to the ground stance nation style setup we had on the SEMA 17. So we are going with a 2011, 2014 on this. It's going to still look incredibly massive from the rear. You know how wide these things look. If you guys haven't seen that, go to our Instagram page, Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and you'll see some sneak peek shots of this fat rear end that's already got all the panels mocked up on it.
So this will wear a thicker rear end or a thinner rear end?
Yeah, no, they're both going to be very thick. This will be an inch narrower than the SEMA 17 design and build.
But is that because of the way you design the side panels here with extreme dimensions?
It's literally from a stance standpoint. It's, if you remember on the SEMA 17, we actually tucked that car with a full Steeda suspension. We did. That car was all the way down on the ground. We were at SEMA, at SEMA, totally functional, but at the same point in time, like, it looks super killer sitting on the actual floor at SEMA in the Precision Turbo booth. but the car for an everyday driver was too low to the ground, and that's how we had that design built, was tucked really low. Tires were up inside that wide body. We did a lot of trimming up inside so that it could actually ride that low to the ground, but it just wasn't functional for the streets. So you want to bring that up a little bit, and that's what we're doing, is setting this stance just a touch higher so it does have much more function and capability to it. And then this thing will be able to go out and be daily driven and win shows at every chance it gets.
In the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 car here, Bub, to my right, you have adjusted that ride stance and that height now that it's left the SEMA show, and you've actually put some drive time on it, Bub.
Yeah, quite a bit. I think there's like 8,000 miles on it now.
Is that how many there
are? Yeah, that's about it.
It runs good, though, doesn't it?
Runs really strong, yeah.
Right? The world's first 2.3-liter stock block EcoBoost to break 500 horsepower.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty. It's an impressive-looking car, man. When you see it in person, I love the theme of that, and I love the way you built around the face of that, but this has taken on a totally whole new design.
Yeah, it's these things are going to be two totally different animals while being very similar at the same time, two totally different animals, and it's one that you guys are going to want to keep up with. Wait till you see these final pictures of this thing coming out here in the next week. This thing will be out of mock-up, and it will be into the body shop right here behind me on the other side of this wall. It will be going through all of its full paint and body design. It's going to look insane when we bolt this together for its final time, drop this sucker down on those sick and fat wheels and tires, and this thing is going to be sitting right.
And Bub, I'm holding right here. Tell everybody what we have in our hand right here.
So that's actually one of the version 2 side skirts from Carbon Creations. These are meant for the Mustangs as well as a couple other universal design fitments. We are taking these and incorporating them into a set of concept side skirts. Typically, you're not supposed to run two sets together, but let me tell you, this combination has fit beautifully together, and this style, aggressive on the edge and the ends right at where it meets the rear 14-inch wide wheels, is going to look insane as it molds right up into the sides of that wide body back in the rear.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, the design of the Great White Shark can be seen right here in the dorsal fin itself. So it kind of blends itself to that, much like the mouth here, Bub, coming in right here. Of the shark, and the gills of the shark, and the dorsal fin that's on top of the hood. You have to stand on top of the hood to physically see that and get a good view of it, Bub. So what's next for her, Bub? Where do you take her from
so
here?
So today we're continuing on with the mock-up and assembly, which is getting all of the side panels fitted. A lot of guys always want to know, like, what is the best way to fit these things? Well, the best way to fit a lot of these components...
On and off and on.
You're going to put them on and off quite a few times. If you are a do-it-yourselfer and want to attempt this on a weekend at your house, it does take some time, and trust me, it's fiberglass. You will, to make this thing perfect, put a lot of time into that paint and body side to have a show quality shine when you are done, and trust me, it can happen. You just have to go slow and be very patient. A lot of these components we actually install with nutserts, so we actually keep them fully functional and fully removable off of the car in case anybody at any point in time ever needs to service anything, not like you need to, but you can take all of these components on and off, fully modular design. Once you get them mocked up, you can drill them, you can actually pull them back off after you've drilled them and marked all your holes, insert those threaded insert rivets, which are nutserts, is what we call them here, and then in our case, we do quarter 20 Allen head button screws all the way around that are stainless steel, and you can even base coat clear them or powder coat them to match the factory finish of this car. So when it's done, as you'll see on the SEMA 17, everything blends in and it looks insane.
Stunning design, Bub. Stunning, stunning design. This is a Hellion. You and John Uris, the owner of Hellion, are good friends. This is a Hellion twin turbo setup.
It is.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yep.
Runs real good, doesn't it, Bub?
Yeah, man. It's definitely not going to let these tires stick to the ground, even though they are the biggest meat you can buy. 345, 25 is going to shred all over the place.
That's a fat tire, Bub.
Yeah, no, it's pretty solid.
In fact, they're sitting right back there on top of our inventory control area.
That's right.
Pretty good. What else we got going on around in the shop here, Bub?
A lot of crazy builds, man. You know, we've got a couple SEMA designs going on right now. We've got a Kevlar Edition Polar Jeep Offset. That is actually right behind the camera where you guys are. Trust me, that thing is a pure animal. Again, if you haven't seen it, go to our Instagram page at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and you'll see that thing there. It is coming together insane. So we've got the SEMA 19, the SEMA 19 Jeep, the Mustang. We've got the SEMA 17 Mustang in-house right now. We have an incredible Pro Touring Vette we just finished up.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great things rolling out of BEM right now, so you guys stay tuned and you will see some serious stuff hitting social media.
And by the way, Bub, people are welcome to stop by and see these things in person.
That's right.
As well. We've got all the crew from Mullinax Ford coming up. They're right around the corner from us here. They're going to come see the SEMA cars themselves in person, man.
That's right.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Looking forward to it,
Bub. Any plans for the weekend, Bub?
Yeah, no, just work. I'm actually doing a custom upholstery, so I might be spending my Saturday doing that, getting that done, and then just hitting some gym time. I haven't done a lot of that lately, so I need to get into the gym and hit it really hard again.
You've been busy, man. You've been really, really busy. Gym today?
Yep, gym today.
I'm going to do it as well, Bob. I appreciate it. Anything else, Bob, we got going on up here?
That's it, man. You guys stay tuned and just look forward to seeing what we got coming out of BEM.
Got to remind everybody, Bub, make sure on Tuesday night to tune in at 8 o'clock this time. It's the Tradewinds Bike on Orange County Choppers, Bub. I want to thank our big sponsors, Extreme Dimension and Carbon Creations, everybody. They have been amazing with this entire build.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is we actually had a lot of inquiries just last night alone on the sneak peek of this car. So yes. If there are pieces you want from this kit, maybe you don't have an 18 Mustang, maybe you have a 15, a 17, S550. All of these components that you see here, whether it's the grid 4 and 8 piece and 12 piece wide body and the 15 piece, or it's the Super Snake style hood, the GT350 style spoiler wing on the rear, any of those components are available directly through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports at our website. Guaranteed 5% lower than any other marketed price anywhere in the world.
Not to mention your quality will beat anybody's on the market, Bub.
That's right.
Period. Hands down. Doesn't matter if it's a lifted truck, slam truck. A lot of people don't know that every nut and bolt you touch all points
all get
the
indexed.
Same way. Yeah, all get indexed.
Even
the
on
same.
The brand new refrigerator that one of our clients just bought us.
Isn't that crazy?
Literally, I mean, he even went through and made sure, because he knows my build size. Like, listen, I put the handles on the refrigerator for you. I want you to know I index the nuts and bolts.
Absolutely.
Hey, once you hit that quality, you just never lose it.
Yeah, you do. Bub, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, man?
He still can't figure it out.
And then they took the other refrigerator and they sent it to Joni said thank you. So you're welcome, Joni, very much. Paul Senior and Joni are very good friends of ours, Bub. We love those guys to death, man.
Yep.
Good people, man. Good people. Orange County Choppers got a lot of great stuff going on with the new Senior Series coming out, Bub. Tell us a little bit about that Senior Series bike.
So, yeah, man, the Senior Series bike, it was that's kind of where Paul Senior wants his OCC legacy to finish, is with the Senior Series bikes. They're a mass production bike. They are available at a basic blue-collar worker's price range, 25 to 30 grand, and that is exactly what he wants to do with the OCC line. Everybody knows him as being some of the best in the industry in terms of building corporate and theme style bikes, Paul Senior, Paul Junior, both of them building insane designs that just set these companies, you know, John Deere and, you know, these massive, you know, nut and bolt companies and Lowe's,
Oscar
and
Mike.
I mean, Caterpillar. I mean, you look at all of these massive bikes that these guys have built. But now they're going to take it from the corporate style and give it to the everyday guy and rider who wants something, male or female, that has that 60s, 70s vintage flair. But guess what? Like BEM, all today's technology and components with the motor, the 5-speed hydraulic transmissions and setups on them, the disc brakes on them. So it makes riding that much funner.
And Bub, the other thing too is people should know you can buy those bikes through Orange County Choppers or Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
That's right.
You can order yours now.
Yep.
We are taking the pre-orders and the bikes are on crates and ready to deliver for assembly. There's a swing arm and a hardtail. What's the difference between the two, Bub?
So it's a suspension choice. There's a softtail version in the rear and there's also a hardtail version in the rear, whichever choice you like. Some guys are hardcore, some guys want that comfort. Just depends on your personal design, taste, and style.
Little man's over there calling us, isn't he?
What's
the matter, Bubba?
All right, well, I'm out. I got to get offset. I've got a lot of stuff I've got to do. Get back in the paint shop and get a couple of these pieces prepped off of this 19 Mustang or 18 Mustang for SEMA 19. So stay tuned. You will see those pictures coming up on social media here real soon.
Thank you, Bub. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
Are you going to pan out and let everybody see the SEMA 17 Mustang?
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. I know life can be tough sometimes, man, but let's make sure that you do what you can, even in the toughest of times, to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Could be a mom with a baby. Could be an elderly person just trying to get to the grocery store. Could be any number of things, right? Berber, join us over here. He's a little man sitting right there wanting my attention. Let's make sure we reach out and touch somebody's life by opening that door. Let's put shoes on the bottom of somebody's feet that might have holes in them, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, you got an old pair of sweaty sneakers in the back of your Buick you're driving around, don't you? It's got rust in the trunk. I know all about you guys. What, Burr? Say it, Burr. And if you see somebody standing on the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," why don't you take them right there to the corner, man? A protein bar and a power shake and a protein shake, power bar, you know, it's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. And we're going to leave, ladies and gentlemen, with the ladies' man standing right here. Here we go. Come on, ladies' man, up. We're going to say hello to everybody in the world. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The ladies' man is here. He's on set with us. You know him. We love him. Ladies and gentlemen, Until next week, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.